It is time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. How's that for a hokey opening? I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we dig into the musical archives featuring 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, classic cassettes, CDs, and even a few MP3 files. Now, sometimes Radio Thrift Shop has a theme, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it all makes sense by the end of the hour. You decide. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to be hearing unusual musical instruments in a jazz context, starting with some jazz harp music. This is Brandi Younger performing Rama Rama by Alice Coltrane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dorothy Ashby with Little Sunflower. Before that, Brenda Younger performing an Alice Coltrane composition, Rama Rama. Great jazz harp music. And today on the Radio Thrift Shop, we are exploring unusual instruments in a jazz context. I'd like to say hello to folks listening on WLSLLP 92.7 St. Leo University Radio. We're on every Sunday at noon. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting community radio. Also want to say hello to listeners on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org every Saturday evening, 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern Standard Time.
In Mexico, a project is bringing together volunteers and local beekeepers. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
There is a program in Mexicali, Mexico, where women are beekeepers.
Nancy McGehee is a professor and department head of hospitality and tourism management at Virginia Tech.
And volunteers travel to Mexicali and help them build beehives. They help with the beekeeping that is necessary to be productive. And I think it's a great example because the community, number one, the community drives it. The community not only participates in it, but it's their choice and it's what they want to do. The volunteers get to learn about the complexity of beekeeping. I think at first blush, people don't realize how difficult it is and the drama of the hive and the way in which things can go well or can go wrong. And it also provides a really solid economic opportunity for the host community. The volunteers contribute toward the materials for the hive building. So they provide the money for the hives, and then they also build the hives, and then they also help to harvest. The idea that it's a one-way experience, that the volunteers come and give to the community, gets blown out of the water pretty quickly when you talk to anyone that's volunteered, and the hives are an example of someone who comes home and says, wow, I learned so much about the whole notion of beekeeping. I learned so much about working together as a group of people that are from very disparate places and very different backgrounds, and the things that we can do together if we put our mind to it.
We'll hear more on volunteer tourism in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And this is DJ Frederick. And on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're exploring unusual instruments in jazz. Here's some music by Eliana Berkey on Jazz Alphorn. Thank you. jazz harpsichord music from the Baroque Jazz Trio in a tune called Cesar, Go Back Home. Before that, Eliana Berkey playing the Alphorn on Baggage Claim. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio on the Radio Thrift Shop. It's time for Hidden Histories.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Hell may have no fury like a woman scorned, but crossing someone from Wisconsin can come pretty close. As recent events unfold in Madison and Wisconsin union members fight for their survival against a draconian budget bill designed to destroy their right to bargain collectively, it might be wise to remember that the progressive era was born in Wisconsin. As the story goes, back in 1891, Republican leader Sawyer offered then 35-year-old attorney Robert M. La Follette a bribe to fix a court case. La Follette was infuriated by the blatant corruption. Quote, "Nothing else ever came into my life that exerted such a powerful influence upon me," unquote. For the rest of the decade, La Follette traveled around the state speaking out against corrupt politicians, powerful robber barons, and corrupt railroad interests. In 1900, the people of Wisconsin elected La Follette governor, and he pledged to institute reforms. According to the Wisconsin Historical Society, those who followed him called themselves progressive Republicans. They believed that the proper business of government was not business, but service to the community. Very different from the Republican Party of today. Not trusting to business as usual, the progressives used academics at the University of Wisconsin to help design laws that would provide uncorrupted service to the people. This relationship between public policy and academia became known as the, quote, Wisconsin idea. It was sometimes expressed as the boundaries of the campus or the boundaries of the state. In our next Hidden History, we'll examine some of the many accomplishments of the progressive era, including many that we still enjoy today. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Toots Thielemann with Autumn Leaves, and before that, on the Jazz Bagpipes, Rufus Harley with a title track from his Atlantic LP, Scotch and Soul. This is DJ Frederick. Today on the Thrift Shop, we're taking a look at unusual instruments in a jazz context. I want to cruise back now to some more jazz harp and Dorothy Ashby, Myself When Young.
Myself when young did eagerly frequent doctor and saint, and heard great argument about all things. But evermore came out by the same door wherein I went. Why all the saints and sages who discussed two worlds so wisely are thrust like foolish prophets forth, their words to scorn are scattered and their mouths stopped with dust, and their mouths stopped with dust. scattered and their mouths stopped with dust, and their mouths stopped with dust.
The amazing Dorothy Ashby with Myself When Young. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening. I'm celebrating 21 years on the airwaves at WSCS, classicalwscs.org. And, oh my gosh, can I count them all? Yeah, something like 45 years on the airwaves overall. So remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thank you.
Thank you.